to some old days for me. We were in the book of Daniel one of the days, and as I was reading through and listening to the story, it took me back to when I was, gosh, I was even younger than Levi, and I was sitting in Sunday school, and the teacher would step up, and this is in the early 80s, they would bring out this nice big board that would sit up here that was covered in felt, and they would bring these little characters out, and they would stick them up on the board with these felt characters that would stick to a felt board, and they would begin to tell us a story from the Bible. Anybody else ever remember the felt boards in Sunday school? All right, yeah. But at the same time, when I began to think about my days and learning when I was really young about this story, I also was reminded that there are so many people today that I come in contact with that have never had that type of experience, and that I cannot take for granted that everyone has heard the what some of us that have been in church for too long call these simple kids' stories from Sunday school. It's one of the reasons that our kids back here in children's church right now, they are going through and they are learning everything directly from the Bible. They've learned from Genesis all the way through to Revelation. When we try to make sure that our kids are understanding this, because this right here, these stories, the things that we read about, that we teach our kids, these are the things that are going to be able to sustain them when stuff gets difficult. When things get hard, this is what is going to sustain them. I was sitting on the soccer field at practice one day this week, and we're running this drill, and I had a number of kids that weren't in the drill, and they're sitting there making these comments about what they're seeing in the drill. And so I began to talk to them, and I said, and I'm showing them, and I'm explaining things that they're not seeing when they get out there. I said, guys, I said, here's the hope, is that you can actually see it from here on the sideline, and as we talk through this, that when you get in there, you won't make those same mistakes. And I went on to say, I said, a friend and someone that I've listened to says that about the Bible, that, you know, in reading the Bible, that what we have is just a number of folks that have written things, and they're called divine mentors. That these divine mentors have given us all kinds of stories and all kinds of things that they did in their lives and things that they didn't do so well. And that if we will take and we'll read those and we deposit those into our account, then when we get into a situation, that we won't make the same mistake that these folks here did, because we've had something deposited in us. Because life throws enough at us, we cannot make the same mistakes that somebody else made. We've got plenty that we'll make ourselves. Yeah? I know I make plenty myself, and sometimes I open this up and I read and I'm like, hey, dummy, why did you do that? If I'd have just listened to this, then maybe I wouldn't have made that same mistake. So that's what I want us to, how I want us to approach this morning. I want us to approach this, and for some of us that have heard this story for, you know, all of our life, I don't want you to discount it. Oh, this is just a kid's story. No, this is a God story. All right, and there's some awful big things that we can get from this. And if it's the first time you've heard it, I want you to open yourself up, and I want you to be willing to really take a look and listen to what's going on here. So if you've got a Bible, I want you to open up to the book of Daniel. The book of Daniel. And I'll be honest, I can't read through this anymore. Do we have any VeggieTales fans here? Anybody enjoy VeggieTales? So when I'm reading through this, I can't help but think of the VeggieTales Rack Shack and Benny. All right, and if you've never seen them, go. You can Google. You can. I think Pam and I were looking at Netflix. Even that, there's some of those. What's it? The library has them. Hey, we might even have some of them down in children's ministry, actually. But not just some really catchy songs. For some of us that are losing our hair, Where's My Hairbrush is a great one. So, But it's a lot of fun, and it gets our not only our kids in there. I wasn't just talking about you, Scott. Mine's thinning too, so we're good. Chris is in good company with us too, so we're getting there. But out there is it allows us to be able to learn things about the Word of God in fun ways. To where I read this and I'm thinking about VeggieTales and I get this smile on my face like, oh yeah, okay. But here in the book of Daniel, at the very beginning, we see that there's King Nebuchadnezzar. He has a group of folks that he just wants to be the best looking, best individuals to be a part of his court. And in chapter 1, and I don't have this up here on the screen, but in verse 5 it says, the king assigned these individuals, he assigned them daily provisions from the royal food and from the wine that he drank. They were to be trained for 3 years, and at the end of that time, they were to serve in the king's court. All right? And in verse 6, we've got that up here on the board. Among them, from the descendants of Judah, were Daniel, Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah. The chief official gave them other names. He gave name to Belteshazzar to Daniel, Shadrach to Hananiah, Meshach to Mishael, and Abednego to Azariah. So as you read through this, at first you see they're given names, and then they were given new names. So that's why we always refer to them as Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. And so the king thought, hey, listen, you eat my stuff because it's the best stuff. It's the high-dollar stuff that these peasants aren't eating. And you're going to look good. Your complexion's going to be good and everything. Well, it went against what they believed. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego and Daniel had believed was what the Lord had spoken to them, so they refused to eat the things that the king had given. And it's so they, for that 3 years, they only ate fruits, vegetables, and didn't drink of the wine. Now, I'd have a problem, personally, because I don't think I could eat fruits, vegetables, and drink water for 3 years. I'm too much of a carnivore, and I'm not going to do that. Plus, I don't like my vegetables enough. But they believed that this is what the Lord had told them, so that's what they did. And they went right into the face of the king saying, listen, we're going to do this. And it was granted to them to be able to do that. And so at the end of the 3 years, they looked better, complexion and everything, much better than all the rest of them. And so they had found favor in the sight of the king. And so Nebuchadnezzar, not only them, but he had a dream, and Daniel had come and interpreted a dream for him. And so Nebuchadnezzar at one point had acknowledged the fact of who the God is that they served. And in verse 46 of chapter 2, after Daniel has interpreted a dream for him, it says this, then King Nebuchadnezzar fell down, paid homage to Daniel, and gave orders to present an offering and incense to him. The king said to Daniel, your God is indeed God of gods, Lord of kings, and a revealer of mysteries. Since you were able to reveal this mystery, then the king promoted Daniel and gave him many generous gifts. He made him ruler over the entire province of Babylon and chief governor over all the wise men of Babylon. At Daniel's request, the king appointed Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego king's court. So even in the midst of doing the things that they believed that God and Daniel here had really believed an awful lot of things, and he had the boldness to then present the things that the Lord had spoken to him about Nebuchadnezzar's dream, Nebuchadnezzar then acknowledges that there must be something more that Daniel has. So if we just stopped reading right here, we would think, well, you know what? Nebuchadnezzar, he's not too bad of a king. Because when you read through the Old Testament, there were kings that would follow God, and then there were some that would just absolutely turn their back on him. And then they'd go back and forth and they'd flip. Well, if we stopped right here, we would think, well, Nebuchadnezzar saw who God was and he has gone on. And he's following him. But then we pick the story up in chapter 3. And we're going to read pretty much the entirety of, let me make sure I got this right, pretty much the entirety of chapter 3. Well, actually, we're going to start in verse 8, so let me do the first 7 verses here. In verse 1 of chapter 3, King Nebuchadnezzar, right after he said what he's going to do with Daniel and all, King Nebuchadnezzar made a gold statue 90 feet high and 9 feet wide. He set it up on the plain of Dura in the province of Babylon. King Nebuchadnezzar sent word to assemble the satraps, prefects, governors and advisors, treasurers, judges, magistrates, and all the rulers of the provinces to attend the dedication of the statue King Nebuchadnezzar had set up. Then in the next few verses, he basically says this: whenever you hear the horn sound, all the musicians start going, every single person is to then stop what they're doing and bow down to this big statue. Now, wait a minute. Didn't he just acknowledge and declare who the God of Daniel was? That he was the King of Kings? He was the one that reveals all mysteries, and that he was going to acknowledge that? And then it's like he just turned his back and he's building this 90-foot gold statue. Knowing what Daniel had done, what Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego had done previous to this, what are you thinking their response is going to be? I'm thinking it's not going to be very good. All right? Let's start up in verse 8. Some Chaldeans took this occasion to come forward and maliciously accuse the Jews. They said to King Nebuchadnezzar, "May the king live forever. You as king have issued a decree that everyone who hears the sound of the horn, flute, zither, lyre, harp, drum, and every kind of music must fall down and worship the gold statue. Whoever does not fall down and worship will be thrown into a furnace of blazing fire. There are some Jews you have appointed to manage the province of Babylon, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. These men have ignored you, the king. They do not serve your gods or worship the gold statue you have set up." Then in a furious rage, Nebuchadnezzar gave orders to bring Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. So these men were brought before the king. Nebuchadnezzar asked them, "Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, is it true that you don't serve my gods or worship the gold statue I have set up? Now if you're ready, when you hear the sound of the horn, flute, zither, lyre, harp, drum, and every kind of music, fall down and worship the statue I made. But if you don't worship it, you will immediately be thrown into a furnace of blazing fire, and who is the God who can rescue you from my power?" Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego replied to the king, "Nebuchadnezzar, we don't need to give you an answer to this question. If the God we serve exists, then he can rescue us from the furnace of blazing fire, and he can rescue us from the power of you, the king. But even if he does not rescue us, we want you as king to know that we will not serve your gods or worship the god, the gold statue you set up." Then Nebuchadnezzar was filled with rage, and the expression on his face changed towards Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. He gave orders to heat the furnace 7 times more than was customary, and he commanded some of the strongest soldiers in his army to tie up Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, and throw them into the furnace of blazing fire. So these men in their trousers, robes, head coverings, and other clothes were tied up and thrown into the furnace of blazing fire. Since the king's command was so urgent and the furnace extremely hot, the raging flames killed those men who carried Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego up. And these 3 men, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, fell bound into the furnace of blazing fire. I want to stop here just for a second before we continue on. So in the midst of this, whenever this music sounds, everyone around is supposed to fall and worship this golden image. But some people have noticed that Shadrach, Meshach,